Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from January the 19th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, Dorsey Wright. And taking a look at yesterday's performance, it was a negative one, generally speaking, for most of the indices we follow on the video. Leading the way to the downside was the Dow Jones Industrial Average, down 1.81%. Seeing most other U.S. equity indexes down about 1.5%. Only thing in positive territory was AGG up 99 basis points there. And actually, looking at the chart of the S&P 500 this morning, we did see a rally up to test that bearish resistance line, still technically testing the bearish resistance line, but it has reversed down into a column of those here at 39.40. We now look to see if it's able to move back into a column of X's back at that 4,000 level. To move above 4,020 would not only be a third consecutive buy signal, but return it to a positive trend. As always, in sort of near term, we continue to watch that resistance there at 4,100 for the S&P 500. Interestingly enough, with rates short of continuing lower near term, we've actually seen AGG show some near term positive action as well. As we saw, it led to the upside, the way to the upside yesterday. We saw it reverse into a column of X's, break a double top there at 168 cents for a 30 second consecutive buy signal as it rallied up to 180 cents there. Also moving back into a positive trend here recently after having been in a negative trend really since 2021. So seeing some positive action out of AGG, also seeing some positive action out of the chart of crude oil, CL forward slash return to a buy signal following action this week, breaking a triple top there at $82, almost in a way. You know, sometimes some might get this confused with the shakeout pattern, but technically being in a negative trend and ultimately violating two additional support levels doesn't quite complete that, but does still count as a triple top break and does still count as a trend reversal. So seeing the crude move back into a positive trend, but also still quite a bit of resistance we have to look at. Near term, $83 having resistance there, as well as at 90 and even all the way up to 93, and obviously additional levels of resistance overhead for crude oil as well. So continue to keep it on and sort of a short-term development, not too much other than that for crude oil there. Looking elsewhere on the site this morning, we did see that money market percentile rank drop below the 20th percentile. Now we're having a reading of roughly 18%. This matches the lowest reading we saw back in August of 2022. And if we look at the U.S. money market group this morning and the group scores page, it sits there just on that 2.5 score threshold. So potentially falling below. Over this past week, we've actually seen all fixed income, that major group, move above U.S. money market, as well as some others such as consumer cyclical, and even some other fixed income groups, along with other growth groups moving above U.S. money market over the past week, looking at the group scores there. One of the interesting RS relationships I did want to talk about today is something that I've RS relationship that I have on my custom RS charts that I just keep an eye on is that of SPHB, the Invesco S&P 500 high beta portfolio, versus SPLV, which is the low volatility portfolio. So two differing portfolios, sort of a comparison of high beta versus low volatility. With action following this on the 17th, we actually saw it reverse back into a column of X's, forming technically a triple top there, and a move up to that 110 level there on the RS chart would actually return it to an RS buy signal favoring SPHB for the first time since we saw it move to a sell signal back in March of 2022. So potentially one you can have on your own My Custom RS charts, or just an RS relationship that you can keep an eye on as well. But again, saw that reverse up this week, forming that potential triple top break, looking there also for another potential move higher, which would also return it to an RS buy signal favoring that long-term relationship for the high beta portfolio over low vol. Actually, looking at that high beta portfolio right now, maintains this fund score 4.42. Recently completed a quadruple top here after even testing resistance, testing some support here at 61, rallied back into a combo of X's, has come up, completes that quadruple top, and moves it back into a positive trend. Still have some resistance there at 72 to combat with near term, like many other U.S. equity charts that we're looking at. Some of that resistance dating back to August, as well as potentially back to other summer months of 2022. So things to keep an eye on for charts. But as always, if you have any questions about a particular chart you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.